Alrighty, let's call this attitude two. Could be attitude two T-W-O, could be attitude two T-O-O. But let's talk about masculine and feminine, because I just love this stuff. See, the feminine seems to always be involved. See, if a man has to ask, is she involved? Right? In other words, is she married, dating, seeing someone? A woman is always involved. And when I say man and woman, I mean the feminine and masculine. We both have both. Don't get your tit in a ringer over this one. Some people will. I promise you, they'll have a story that'll just get in the way of all of this. Don't let it. You see, that's involvement. You see, a woman, the feminine, is always involved. Sometimes it's entangled, sometimes it's embroiled, but it's always involved. And denying involvement leads to embroilment. What does that word even mean, embroilment? Here's what I notice. A woman is always involved. The feminine is always involved. There's this nurturing thing. You get to notice, what are you nurturing? What's nurturing you? Is it really nurturing you the way that you desire? Is it really nurturing your desires? Masculine, let's talk about it. Masculine is all about sticking the spear in the deer. And we could say that phallically, we could say it literally, but that's what the masculine does. It sticks the spear in the deer. It doesn't do it all 24 hours a day. It just doesn't go bing, bing, bing. It's not like when you go to the carnival and they've got the little critter, metal critters going across, and you got the little BB gun that you spend $1 to shoot and you go bing, 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 bing. No, hunting, putting the spear in the deer involves lots of not putting the spear in the deer time. Effective forex trading does that as well. You just don't open the charts and go bang. You open the charts and you go, You wait for the entry and the exit. You get, this is really, really cool. This is really, really important. This is really, really life-changing. Because if you're going to have a dream-driven day, this whole thing of, you've got to notice where you're entangled, where you're embroiled. Let some of those go, so that you can honestly, so you can completely, so you can more lovingly be involved with your dream-driven day. You see, when I went to the mall with the photographer, I mentioned this. So he rented me for a day because he wants to see the world through my eyes, get some of my skill sets, help with his business, quote unquote. I'm good at that. So we go. But I steal him in the process because he sees the world through the eyes of a professional photographer. And so I just notice how he sees everything, how he orders a meal. I don't ask about photography. When he talks about it, I take it. But I notice, how does he experience everything? How does he experience when he sees the feminine? Because he sees the feminine differently than I did before stealing him. You see, being involved, you get to be paid all the time. I think about women breastfeeding. And I've never in this lifetime been a woman breastfeeding. But I can tell you this. The studies that I bump into and the women that I talk to, when the little baby is sucking on the mommy's nipple, the mommy's being blessed. There's all sorts of technical things they can tell me about the different hormones that are being released and happy chemicals and the bonding that is shared between mom and baby with breastfeeding. I find it just simply beautiful. Not only is mommy and baby being blessed by the breastfeeding, not only both are being nurtured, but so am I. Just watching. Victoria and I saw one the other day. We did the puffing Billy Railroad thing, and there was this gorgeous mom letting this beautiful baby suckle on her nipple, and she was discreet about it. Which I find fascinating. People can be offended by that. Oh my God. It was just beautiful. It was beautiful in so many ways. And it nurtured me. You see, involvement involves nurturing. It involves being alive versus revolving. I'm revolving around my dream-driven day. Can't get any closer, can't get any further. Stuck in orbit around. Let yourself be more and more involved with it. as you explore what we've done so far, all these little exercises you could do seriously for 2 or 3 days each forever. Because these are the things that I notice allow you to have that slippery slope where your dream-driven day slides into your day and you slide into it. Nice and simple, right? Nice and simple. Meanwhile, today's an attitude, masculine and feminine. It's attitude two. And it could mean two different things. We could be talking about, you know, men, you know, guys, you know, humans with willies and humans without willies. Okay? Or we could be diving into something much deeper. Notice the stories that you have around it. Notice any embroiling entanglement that you have. Well, it's not really women that are like this. Get the head out of the way. Just notice, where are you letting that feminine, where are you letting that involvement nurture you and your baby and your tribe? By the way, when a tribe is there, there's breastfeeding that goes on for a couple years and you're probably breastfeeding your neighbor's kid at the same time, just for fun. Imagine the bonding there. This is why wealthy people give. Truly wealthy people, people who get that they produce wealth, want others too. They share what they do. They all say the same thing, by the way. It ain't the money. Money's fun. Money's a great byproduct. Money is cool. I like having what I have. I like exploring 10 times that. But it ain't the money. It's the richness. Exploring richness through the stories, through the submodalities, through these different things that we've brought up so far, enables more richness to show up in your life. How many ways do you want richness? What do you want to predicate it on? Don't predicate it on money. Masculine. Let's dive into a little bit of masculine. This recording is a masculine. Yes, it's nurturing. Yes, it's exploring the feminine. But this is a tiny slice of time, 10 minutes of my day, where I'm sticking a spear in a deer. And then I'll go back to pondering and playing with the puppies. And maybe putting up a web page, and maybe doing something else. Maybe just sitting back and enjoying a scotch and a cigar later on. I don't know. But for this tiny bit of time right now, the 10 minutes or so that we put into this recording, and the little bits, see, the first video, the last video, the transcripts that we enhance and work through, the web page, those are all masculine moments. Stick a spear in a deer, look at that. We nailed something. But once you put a nail in the wall and you hang a photo on it, you don't keep nailing it. You get to appreciate it. You get to take this little 10 minute of a lesson and apply it to the 24 hours of your life. You get to let it weave into the stories that you tell. You get to notice the stories that you tell. Do they transform you and others, or do they trap? And one of the ways that happens is, are you a taxpayer or a transient, a tourist? I'd suggest being a tourist where you get stuck, and I'd suggest being a taxpayer where there's benefits. You know, that whole thing, when you pay taxes in Australia, they actually send you a paper and they say, this is what you paid, this is how many dollars went to this, this is how many dollars of your taxes went to that. And I go, that's pretty cool. Accurate or not, I have no idea, but I find it pretty cool. In other words, so that, you know, $10 that I gave you, like, so much of it went to highways. Cool. Some of it went to medical. Cool. Some of it went to whatever. Cool. Yeah, I sort of like knowing that. I can at least tell myself a story then that has me go, oh, okay, I know there's government waste, but this could be fun. All right, I'm going to let those puppies out of the car, gang. And we're going to explore masculine and feminine. Involvement. Let your involvements nurture you. The mama involved with the breastfeeding baby. Even with her neighbor's breastfeeding baby. And stick the spear in the deer a couple times today. You get, that's what the homeworks are. Little masculine moments. Let this weave through your entire day, feminine. But stick it a couple times. Go ask for ham. See ya.